Amen. Jesus said that great miracle was supposed to bring him glory. So our choir sang about glory. We're singing hymns about glory. We are giving our glory to God for things that only he can do today, like raise the dead, like create faith, like forgive sins, like hear our prayers and answer them. Glory, glory be to God. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible, and as Roger mentioned, only in the Gospel of John. And that's so weird, because in John's Gospel, this is kind of the key. After this story, the Jewish leaders decide, we've got to kill him. There's no other way. He's over. We're going to kill him and kill him soon. And the other Gospels don't even mention it. Seems kind of strange. We've been working our way through John's Gospel, and today we're talking about Lazy Lazarus. Lorraine doesn't like my title, Lazy Lazarus. Well, maybe you want to call him Lovable Lazarus. You know, it says that Jesus loved him. He loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And Greek has four different words for love, and it uses a couple different words here when it says he loved him. One is that Philadelphia kind of love. He loved him like a friend. Man, Jesus stayed at these guys' house. Remember, we know the story in Luke's Gospel where Martha's so busy cooking, Mary's just listening to the Bible, and Martha wants Jesus to yell at Mary. I think he stayed at their house often, because Jesus is going north and south, back and forth between Jerusalem down south and Galilee up north, and he probably stays with these friends. He loves these guys. Maybe lovable Lazarus is better. Maybe listening Lazarus, because even when he's sitting there dead in the tomb, he can still hear the word of Jesus. Can you imagine? Can you hear the word of Jesus today? You're barely rigor mortis setting in for us here. 4 days in the tomb. And Jesus' words, yeah, he said them kind of loud, but how loud does it take to wake somebody up from the dead? That's pretty amazing. Listening Lazarus. Maybe it's lucky Lazarus. Boy, gets to come back to life on planet Earth. I wonder if he wanted to come back. And we'll see at the end, lucky Lazarus is kind of a play on words as well. You know, as we've been making our way through the Gospel of John, we keep pointing out this verse at the end of the book is kind of the theme verse. Remember, it talks about Jesus did many other signs not written here, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And boy, you're going to hear some of those words repeated very strongly in our story for today. Here's what you got to remember about this story. Jesus says right at the beginning, this illness does not lead to death. Well, sorry, he's already dead. But in Jesus' mind, that's not a major problem. That's not game over. This illness does not lead to death. It's for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. And so the sisters, when Brother Lazarus is sick, they send a message to Jesus, Lord, he whom you love is ill. Is that like saying a prayer, do you think? Sending some messengers to tell God what's going on and what you want. Lord, he who you love is ill. You've healed about 100 guys now. We're pretty sure you could heal your friend that you love, Lazarus. You've actually healed guys before by not going to the same city, but just saying the word. So Jesus, he whom you love is ill. We're praying to you. We want some help. And what does Jesus do? Nothing. Seemingly ignore their request. Stay where he is for 2 more days. What's he doing? Playing checkers? It doesn't say. What's he doing that's more important than answering this prayer for his friends? Jesus has got a plan. He's got a plan. You ever feel like he's not answering your prayers? He's got a plan. You ever pray for one thing and get something else? He's got a plan. It's worth waiting for. It's worth trusting in. Lazy Lazarus, Lorraine. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep. Lazy guy. Well, he's actually dead. Not a big problem for Jesus. Very similar to sleep. All I got to do is wake him up again. I can do that. I can wake him up. Our friend Lazy Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going to go wake him up. Disciples say, well, Lord, if he's sleeping, that's a good thing. He's probably going to wake up. They don't get it, right? Have you noticed in our stories with John this time, he says to Nicodemus, you got to be born again. Wait a second, how can I be born again? Different level I'm talking about. Woman at the well, you want some living water? You don't even got a bucket, man. Different level we're talking about. Lazarus is sleeping. Well, if he's sleeping, that's good. Different level, boys. I'm going to go wake him up. I'm going to go get glory for myself and for my Father. So he finally goes after he's very confident that Lazarus is dead. And both sisters, when they see Jesus, say the same thing, right? Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died. What tone of voice do you think they used when they said that? You could say it really politely. Oh, man, if you would have been here. You could say it pretty angry. Lord, if you would have been here and we sent those guys to tell you he's sick because we wanted you here, if you'd have been here. Same words, right? I don't know what tone of voice they used. I don't know what kind of attitude they had, but I think they were disappointed, don't you? I think they were disappointed. If you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. Why? Because Jesus can heal the sick, but now that he's dead, not even Jesus can help, right? Isn't that their point? Now you can't even do anything because he's dead. They don't think he's going to wake up Lazarus, do they? And Jesus gives us these famous words that we hear at almost every funeral, right? Beautiful words, strong words. I hope they're written on your heart today. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. So we sang that in our song. And we teach it to kids. And we say it here in church often. But notice there's some dot, dot, dots there. The verse is not really over. We usually stop there when we quote this verse, but the verse is not over. Here's what it says. Do you believe this? Another one of those point-blank questions. Remember last week to the blind man, do you believe in the Son of Man? Now this one, do you believe this, Martha? Because that makes all the difference if you believe it or not. Do you believe it? And she gives this great confession of faith, and look how similar it is to the words in chapter 20 that are our theme verse. What does she say? I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. What's the goal of the gospel? To get someone to say, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And she says it. And she's got new life. And Lazarus gets new life. And victory is ours in Christ. Do you believe this? Do you? Because we're going to get sick someday. We're going to fall asleep someday in Jesus' way of speaking. We're going to pass away someday. And yet Jesus is going to have power to call us from the grave too. Well, shortest verse in the Bible, right? Jesus wept. Sister Mary's crying. The Jewish people, and boy, they know how to mourn. They were crying and fussing. Jesus is crying. What do you think Jesus is sad about? You think he's sad because Lazarus died? I don't think so. Because he already said, this illness is not going to lead to death. He already said, I'm going to wake him up. He's not sad because Lazarus is dead. He's sad because nobody believes in him. Nobody thinks he can do anything now. Nobody thinks he's stronger than death. He's not sad about dead Lazarus. He's sad about dead faith. And so he tries to call people to faith. Remember, he said already, your brother is going to rise again. I'm going to do it. I'm going to wake him up. And so he says this prayer. And we're told not to pray in public so that other people can hear, but he wants people to hear this prayer. He wants them to hear so that they too will believe that God sent him. So he sets up this miracle, and it's very, very public. Many, many people see it, and they're going to go and tell the Pharisees, right? They're going to go and start spreading the news what happened because it's so public, it's so dramatic, it's so powerful. So, Father, I thank you that you've always heard me, and I'm praying for these guys that they may believe. And then he says to listening Lazarus, Lazarus, come on out, come on out. And he's all wrapped up like a mummy. They wrapped up their legs and their feet. They got to the first face. What a sight that must have been to see Lazarus walk out of the grave. Undeniable. No theology needed to interpret it. It just happens. This man, Jesus, has power to bring dead people back to life just with his mighty word, Lazarus, come out. You know, we're told this verse in chapter 5 of John's gospel. Don't be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear Christ's voice and come out. Talking about the final resurrection. So I had a preacher say once, man, Jesus had to be really careful. He said, Lazarus, come out. Not everybody yet. It's not time yet. Just Lazarus, you come out. You other guys keep sleeping there. Not time yet, but Lazarus, come out. So, lucky Lazarus. But see the leader's reaction? I mean, again, total denial, total antagonism towards this guy who just came to die for sinners and save us. From that day on, they made plans to put Lazarus, or to put Jesus to death. But notice also, chapter 12, very next chapter, we're told this. The chief priest made plans to kill Lazarus too. Because on account of Lazarus, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. Lucky Lazarus, huh? We talk about our Christian testimony. What's Lazarus' testimony? I did nothing, man. I died. That's all I did. And Jesus called me out. I didn't make myself alive. I didn't make myself this powerful witness. I didn't make myself this popular guy that everybody wants to come and see and talk to. I didn't make myself the one the Jewish leaders want to kill. But they want to kill Lazarus. What would Jesus do? Raise him up again? Imagine that. Think Lazarus was afraid? I don't think so. I don't think so. What a story. And it's not a cartoon. It's not a myth. It's not a make-believe. It's a real happening. And it got to do with us, too, because we're going to face death. And we're going to hear the voice of the Son of God one day. And by faith, we're going to come out and live forever, worshiping our God. And we've got this message to tell, that everyone who puts their faith in Jesus is going to have that result. What a message to share. What a message to believe. What a message to pray about and praise God for. And we do give all glory to God, the resurrection and the life, your resurrection and your life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.